The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, that was a pretty boring-ass Monday Night Football game. It kind of felt like nobody wanted to win that one. Brock Purdy came out and was just throwing interceptions like he played for the Carolina Panthers. I mean, the interceptions he was throwing were very terrible. But then I felt bad for that Carolina Panthers defense because, you know, they picked off three interceptions, actually had a shot at a fumble, and the defense was really holding it down. But unfortunately, their offense couldn't do a goddamn thing. Even one of the interceptions was right in the red zone. And so the Panthers were just able to, they were right there in scoring position, and their offense just laid a complete and utter egg and was just not able to even score a touchdown. But the Niners were able to do just enough to get the win 20-9. Like I said, the Panthers defense had three interceptions, and J.C. Horn had two of those interceptions. So taken right after his father, who was a wide receiver in the league, Joe Horn, played for the New Orleans Saints years ago. But J.C. is a cornerback, but he's obviously got those wide receiver skills. And then Christian McCaffrey held it down for the 49ers on the offensive side of the ball, with 89 rushing yards, 53 receiving yards, and a scoring touchdown. So very uneventful, though, Monday Night Football game from both teams there. So let's get into the top 10 NFL power rankings for this week. Not a whole lot of changes this week, but shockingly, the number one is remaining the same. So let's get right into it. The Los Angeles Rams remain number one on my power rankings this week. They are 9-2 on the season, and it's just, they look really damn good, and they continue to get better each and every week. Matthew Stafford having an MVP type season, 2,830 yards on the season with 30 touchdowns and only two interceptions. I mean, that's what's so impressive, is that not only is he scoring a bunch of touchdowns, but he is not throwing any interceptions, which is just exactly what you need. You know, he's got Devontae, he's got Puka, he's got Kyren in the backfield. The offensive line is actually doing its job. I mean, that's kind of been the theme of Stafford's last couple of seasons, is that the offensive line just hasn't done shit for him, but he's been able to manage it. And then the defense is just getting stronger and better, and they are just all over the field. They're causing turnovers. They're just really making things difficult for their opposing offense. And this Rams team just looks better. They're beating the good teams. They're beating the bad teams. And they just look really, really good right now. Then at number two on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Denver Broncos. Overall record of 9-2, and it is all about this defense. They have 49 sacks on the season, which leads the league. 6 forced fumbles, 6 interceptions, but this defense just keeps his team in it. It doesn't matter how far they're down. This defense just keeps chipping away, keeps pushing away, and then the offense is just able to do enough. Like I said, I don't know if this offense is going to have what it takes once we get to the playoffs, but for right now, this Denver Broncos defense is really good, and the offense is doing just enough, and they are 9-2 and just keep on winning and look really solid right now. Then at number three on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Philadelphia Eagles. They are 8-3 on the season, and it just kind of feels like the cracks are starting to show on the offensive side of the ball for this team. You know, defensively, I feel like there's no issues, but offensively, there's just always been, there's been this infighting all season long, but it was there last season. But it just kind of feels like the ground attack is just not getting it done this season. You know, Saquon, he's just not looking good at all this season. He has not had any explosive plays. He really just hasn't been as effective as he's been in the past. And then, Jalen Hurts, he's been having a pretty solid year passing. But as far as rushing goes, he just hasn't been the same. And it just kind of feels like the cracks are starting to show on the offensive side of the ball. But with that being said, they still are playing very well. And even though they lost last week, that I still can't really drop them much further down, just because they're playing exactly how they played last year. And until they start to really fall apart, I can't pick against the Eagles. Then at number four in my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Indianapolis Colts, overall record of 8-3. And even though they're coming off of a loss, it was still against the Kansas City Chiefs at home. And like I keep saying, if Jonathan Taylor is stopped like he was in this last one, then the Colts are going to be stopped. And if he's on, then they're on. And he still leads the league in rushing with 1,197 yards and 15 touchdowns. It's just, you know, they lost a close one last week. They're not going to win them all. And it's not like they really got exposed in any way, shape, or form. It's just the Chiefs just came to play, and that's just what happens. But I still expect the Colts to keep it moving and probably bounce back big this upcoming week. Then at number five on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the New England Patriots, overall record of 10-2. And just my thing with the Patriots is I don't really believe in them. They're playing really good football. And Drake May having a phenomenal season with 3,130 yards, 21 touchdowns, and only 6 interceptions. So he's really distributing the ball well. And then defensively, they're playing well also. But I just kind of feel like once the playoffs hit, this team's going to fade away. But until then, they're playing really solid football. They're leading the division, and they just keep on winning. And that's really all there is to it. And but I will say a lot of it has to do with they just aren't really playing that difficult of a schedule. And I just kind of feel like once the playoffs come around, that's when the Patriots will get exposed. But until then, they keep on winning, and they're playing really solid football. At least they are right now. Then at number six on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Chicago Bears, overall record of 8-3. And this is another team that's just really, really led by their defense. 23 sacks on the season, 10 forced fumbles, and 16 interceptions, which leads the league in interceptions. So defensively, they are really taking care of business. And then offensively, they're starting to grow more in sync every single week. Caleb Williams becomes more confident in this offense. And really just seems to be finding a new guy to go to every single week. And it doesn't matter how far they're down. This team is pretty much in it until the final snap. And they just keep on winning as well. But they do have a difficult task ahead of them this week against the Philadelphia Eagles. They will be going to Philly. But up until then, you know, they look really good, especially on the defensive side of the ball right now. Then at number seven on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Seattle Seahawks, overall record of 8-3. And JSN is just continuing to have an amazing year at the wide receiver position with 1,313 yards and 7 touchdowns. Defensively, I really like what I see from the Seattle Seahawks team as well. They're able to score. They're able to really just get at the quarterback and really cause some issues. It's just their offense, the rushing, not really consistent. And then also Sam Darnold, not really consistent as well. But with that being said, he still is balling out of his mind and really just playing pretty solid football right now. It's just the mistake games where he's just throwing interceptions. That's the issue for them. But their defense just really keeps them in it. And the Seattle Seahawks just seem to be getting better every week. It's kind of hard to keep picking against them every week. Then at number eight on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Buffalo Bills, overall record of 7-4. And it just kind of feels like this team has too much on Josh Allen. They don't really have any go-to receivers. They don't have a number one guy. It kind of feels like they have to rely too much on their tight ends. And even though that's not really a big deal when you have the depth at the tight end position that they have, it's just they need an explosive receiver when Cooks can't do anything. And then, like I said, Josh Allen, he kind of feels like he's just relying too much on running when he should be standing in the pocket and trying to find receivers. But then again, when the receivers aren't open or they're just dropping the passes or really not making the big plays when they have to, that's becoming an issue. And that's been an issue in all four of their losses and hell, even in some of their wins this year, they've just had to rely way too much on Josh Allen. Then at number nine on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Detroit Lions, overall record of 7-4, and Jahmyr Gibbs is having a year. He has 951 yards rushing, 379 receiving yards, 10 touchdowns rushing, and then 3 touchdowns receiving, and he is just busting off the chunk plays. Once he gets out in the open field, he is so difficult to stop, and he kind of just feels like he's that dude where if they just see him out in the open or if they just are able to get him the ball and he's just able to make a play, he's going to bust you off about 20 to 40 yards. And it seems to be very consistent. He's able to do it in the first quarter, second quarter, or even in overtime like he did last week, score the big touchdown. and just really make the big plays. It's just this, the injuries seem to be catching up with the Detroit Lions, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Their secondary has been getting blown up pretty much all season long. And if they're not out in front, things become very difficult for them to get the win. But they're still playing very solid football at this point in time. And then at number 10 on my top 10 NFL power rankings this week, I have the Green Bay Packers. Overall record of 7-3-1. Jordan Love having a phenomenal year with 2,560 yards passing with 15 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. So he's really taken care of business on his side of the ball. And then the defense, they are just getting better and better every single week. Micah Parsons, he had a couple of sacks last week, but it's not just him. The secondary is locking it down. The front seven is locking it down. It's just really the offense is very inconsistent. They don't really have a number one go-to receiver other than Jordan Love. And now that Jacobs is injured, that could be an issue for them down the stretch here. All right, and getting into the Thanksgiving Day games. We have 3 Thanksgiving Day games on deck this week, and I kind of feel like all 3 of them are going to be close. First up, we have the Green Bay Packers at the Detroit Lions. Right now, the Lions are a 2.5-point favorite. I kind of feel like both of these teams are playing very similar football right now, where they just don't really have a solid identity. I know we're used to the Detroit Lions kicking everybody's ass, and then the Green Bay Packers, they just really haven't found anything on offense outside of Jordan Love. And then with no Jacobs in, it kind of feels like he's not playing this week, not 100% sure if he is or isn't, but with that, even with him, I feel like that's going to be an issue. I think the Lions, they're playing really solid on the defensive side of the ball, and then offensively just really putting it together, and I think they're playing better football than the Green Bay Packers are right now. I still think it's going to be a close game. Wouldn't be shocked if either defense makes a big play in this one, but I have the Detroit Lions winning a close one, 27-21. Then we have the Kansas City Chiefs at the Dallas Cowboys. Right now, the Chiefs are a 4.5-point favorite. The Cowboys are coming off of a really crazy win over the Philadelphia Eagles, and I just kind of feel like their confidence is building each and every week, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Quinnen Williams has really turned out to be an excellent trade that they made later in the season. The secondary is starting to get better, and this defense is actually starting to find an identity and make the stops that they need to. And the offense, there's really just no issues other than CeeDee Lamb has had a couple of drops over the last, definitely the last game and a few other games this year. But, I mean, other than that, George Pickens has been out of his mind. Ferguson has been playing well. Javonte Williams is having a solid year. And then just Dak Prescott just continues to impress. The Kansas City Chiefs, though, on the other hand, yes, they had a decent game last week, but they still have not been able to get it going on the ground. Last week was really their first game where they were able to have over 100 yards on the ground. But this offense is just all Patrick Mahomes all day. They're going to be missing, I can't remember his name on the offensive line, but they're going to be missing basically their top guy on the offensive line, and I feel like that's going to be an issue for them. They already have issues running the ball, and then I just think the Cowboys defense is actually going to step it up with this one. Their offense is going to do just enough, and I've got the Cowboys winning this one 28-20. Then we have the Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens. Right now, the Ravens are a 6.5-point favorite. Joe Burrow is expected to come back from his injury that he suffered way back months ago, earlier in the season. But they're definitely going to need him. This is a division battle, and the Ravens are on a heater right now. They are on a 5-game winning streak. And playing some really, they look like the old Baltimore Ravens. They're getting it going on the ground. They're making some big plays through the air. But they still haven't really dominated just yet. And this one I kind of feel like is going to be a defensive battle. And even though the Bengals' defense really has not showed up, I still think they're going to show up for this one. But I think the Ravens have a little bit more, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Looks like the Bengals are going to be missing T. Higgins due to a concussion, and so that's definitely going to take away from their firepower. But I've got the Ravens winning a close one, 24-21. And then moving on to the college football playoff, and we are closing in on the final stretch of the season here. This is basically the last week of the regular season, and then we're going to be here with the conference championships coming up here in the next week or so. But this is how the college football playoff rounds out for this week. Number one remains Ohio State at 11-0, but they do have they will be at number 15 Michigan this week, and Michigan has been their Achilles heel every single year. They have not been able to get over the Michigan problem. And even though Michigan is not what Michigan has been over the last couple of seasons, it still doesn't matter. And I actually have Ohio State on upset alert this week because they just can't get over Michigan. And they're going to be at Michigan, and Michigan is ready to take them down. So we'll see if Ohio State remains number one, but they are number one this week, as they've been all season long. Then at number two, Indiana remains. They're 11-0. Then at number three, Texas A&M. They are 11-0, and they will be at number 16, Texas, this week. So they have a big one ahead of them, but I'm really not expecting any miracles from Texas. I feel like Texas A&M is going to take care of business and keep it moving all the way to the SEC championship. Then at number four, we have Georgia. They're 10-1 on the season. They will be at number 23, Georgia Tech, this weekend. Then at number five, Texas Tech at 10-1. Number six, Oregon at 10-1. Number seven, Ole Miss at 10-1. Number eight, Oklahoma at 9-2. Number nine, Notre Dame at 9-2. And rounding out the college football top 10 is Alabama at 9-2. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.